Arya spun around, with needle in her hand. "You'd better not come in here," she warned. She slashed at the air savagely. "The Hand will hear of this," Septa Mordain raged. "I don't care," Arya screamed. "Go away. You will rue this insolent behavior, young lady. I promise you that."
Arya listened at the door until she heard the sound of the scepter's receding footsteps. She went back to the window, needle in hand, and looked down into the courtyard below. If only she could climb like Bran, she thought. She would go out the window and down the tower, run away from this horrible place, away from Sansa and Septa Mordain and Prince Joffrey, from all of them. Steal some food from the kitchens, take Needle and her good boots and a warm cloak. She could find Nymeria in the wild woods below the Trident, and together they'd return to Winterfell, or run to Jon on the Wall. She found herself wishing that Jon was here with her now. Then maybe she wouldn't feel so alone. A soft knock on the door behind her turned Arya away from the window and her dreams of escape. "Arya," her father's voice called out, "open the door. We need to talk." Arya crossed the room and lifted the crossbar. Father was alone. He seemed more sad than angry. That made Arya feel even worse. "May I come in?" Arya nodded, then dropped her eyes, ashamed. Father closed the door. "Whose sword is that?"